the Ulster Senior Track and Field Championships at the Mary Peters Track. So it was back to Belfast for some Donegal athletes on Saturday, yesterday, and a couple of titles making their way home at the end of it all. An interesting result in the shot put with Finn Ballylads 1 and 2. That was James Kelly, who was over 16 metres, 16.75, and Gavin McLaughlin, his training partner, he was in second spot. So they dominated the competition, as you would expect from these two lads. So that was a 1-2 in the shot on Ulster terms. And then we had Lauren Callaghan from Finn Valley in the day, getting herself back into competition after a period out, taking a break. So that was that story. Then we had a Colin Mann from Tyrconnell. He was the winner of the triple jump. The triple jump, and Joseph Gillespie of Finn Valley was in second spot there. So a 1-2 for Donegal there in that one. Then we had an interesting double in the javelin with the male winner was Gareth Crawford, was about 65 metres from Lifford-Strabane, and also from Lifford-Strabane, Maddie McCurdy. She was up at 38 metres plus. You know, she's throwing well. You know, she's chasing that 40 metres mark, and you know, where is she to get herself over 40 metres? Then you're really getting yourself on the all-time list. So, you know, she's continuing to improve. She did well at the schools. She did well yesterday. So we look forward to her one day getting over that magic 40 metres. But yesterday it was a 38 plus. So that was that story. Then we had Cara Laverty of Finn Valley. She was third in 1,500 metres, basically at about 4:26. You know, she's just making her way back into competition, having been out for a year pretty much. She went to Providence on a scholarship, the Finn Valley girl, and, you know, she has been out of action. Now she's back. Competed last weekend, and she was in action again, of course, yesterday, finishing third. She competed well once again, so I mean she'll be pretty happy with that. She can build on that, and she can build on that through the summer to get herself back to Providence in really good shape. So that was all positive. Lucy McGlynn was back in competition as well. She got medals in both hurdle events, and that was positive for her. You know, her leaving cert at the moment, and so on. So, good return for her. So that pretty much was the story. Arlene Crossan not getting a medal, but she got a PB of 56 plus in the 400 metres. So good to see her back on track, and she's got to just bang on and get herself up to 55 something before this season's out, and you know, post a real reasonably strong time. So she's capable of that. So hopefully she will chase that. So that was the Donegal story from the Mary Peters track. What else had we? Nothing really of significance coming Donegal way. Just those two boys in the shot, 1-2, and then of course the double in the javelin from the Lifford-Strabane athletes, Crawford and Maddie McCurdy. Now also Damien Crawford was also in the medals. That's Gareth's father. So another plus for the Lifford-Strabane club there. So all in all, not a bad return, but the numbers competing were small, no atmosphere, very few people in attendance. So, you know, this Ulster Senior, Northern Ireland Senior, whatever you want to call it, it's not all that exciting, to be honest with you, and they need to do something about it and to bring some life to the event. And it has been going down the tubes for a couple of years. So, you know, I'm not actually too confident that there will be any heat taken to what I'm saying, but you're listening, no harm to say it anyway. It was very evident yesterday. Then today, well, the DSD club at Dundrum, South Dublin, they just recently completed a new track, and a beautiful track it is indeed. And a few Donegal athletes in action there today. A really impressive return to competition for Dermot Brennan, the Funtown man. Competed out of Finn Valley, as did his father many years ago. And Dermot, a very impressive 1,500 metres. He just ran away from the guy with about 2:50 to go. And about 4:11, just second outside his PB, you know, and he was under no pressure. So he has a PB in his legs. So we'll hopefully see him out in the National League next weekend. Then also Janine Boyle, she travelled and competed in the 100 metres, finishing third, 12:25. And Catherine McDevitt had a go at a 400 metres. She didn't sound all that happy with her return, but, you know, in conversation, just saying that she will get to know this event, she will improve in that event, and, you know, she will run faster over 400 metres. Indeed, it was kind of a red letter day for Catherine, because Athletics Ireland made presentations to her Masters Irish relay team that have been doing so well in recent World and European Masters competitions, and a lovely presentation to them. So that was kind of significant. So well done to Catherine. Doing great work, obviously, at coaching in Letterkenny. And, you know, she's also chasing personal performances as well. So that was a weekend, really. What have we got coming up? Well, on Tuesday night, there's a 5K there in Glenfully at the GAA Club. Half seven starts for that. It's usually a really good turnout. The locals respond well, and you know, there will be guest athletes coming in, so from the various clubs. So good luck to them with that. And then next weekend we got the Talton Games. Many Donegal athletes competing in that, and the National League. So that rounds it up. Yet another weekend. Weather-wise, still warm, still good for training. So we just, as the man says, we batter on and drive on, and let's see what next weekend brings.